Filling the archives with stories from Black Silicon Valley. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. We talked last week about how the stories of Black inventors were literally left out of the history books documenting the early internet. Now, a story about preserving that history. In late 2019, archivists from Stanford University met in Fremont, California, with over a dozen Black engineers and entrepreneurs who had been working in the tech industry for decades. One of them was Danny Allen.
I also had a very first engineering professor said, there are some people in this class that don't belong here. There were five of us out of 30. So I actually wound up hating engineering, but wound up becoming an engineer.
Allen worked as an engineer for Bank of America and the Electric Power Research Institute in Palo Alto. He's now the vice president of global diversity and inclusion at SAP Labs. Stanford was interviewing Allen and others for a new archive dedicated to the history of Black people working in Silicon Valley. Henry Lowood helped build Stanford's Silicon Valley Archive as a curator at the university, and he had realized that the stories of Allen and others at that meeting were missing from the university's records.
To realize that there are, you know, substantial communities, successful people who have not been fully represented in the archive is a bit of a shock. It's kind of sad and disappointing that we're at this position, but I'm very grateful to be in a situation where I can try to respond to it.
Lowood had been inspired by Kathy Cotton, a longtime Silicon Valley recruiter turned archivist. She saw that no one was telling the stories of the many Black engineers and software developers she knew were important to the tech industry's success.
So I became a little upset about it and started thinking, this story needs to be told correctly. Someone needs to tell the story.
Cotton started filming interviews with people like Roy Clay, who helped create Hewlett-Packard's first computer, and Wilbur Jackson, who started working at IBM in the 1960s. She put those interviews together in a documentary called A Place at the Table. Her interviews will also be part of the new Stanford archive. Cotton says it might have been the big executives who made headlines, but those newspaper records don't say much about the engineers doing the inventing.
Many times these people are working for large corporations and they're kind of buried into a division. What happens is when Black folks are doing the work, it gets lost. Somehow it gets lost.
Cotton wants that work to be documented because she says when you see yourself in the past, you are assured of your future. Stanford plans to make its archives available to other researchers later this year and will continue to add to it, so it wants Black tech workers in the Valley to, you know, give them a call. There's a link to Kathy Cotton's documentary at our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links, more on the history of tech discrimination. When it comes to improving diversity in tech today, many companies point to the pipeline problem, the idea that there isn't a big enough pool of candidates from diverse backgrounds, and if only there were enough training or educational outreach programs, they could hire more people of color. Well, a researcher at NYU's AI Now Institute is studying the history of this idea. In a recent interview with TechCrunch, Joy Rankin said this claim has been made for decades, even though, for example, coding was once dominated by women back in the 50s. It was only when computing became culturally important that it was considered suitable for men. She says the pipeline has become a, quote, convenient excuse for a host of sins, including structural racism in the industry and beyond. And GameStop stock had another mini rally yesterday before again falling after a trader known on Reddit as Roaring Kitty testified before the House Financial Services Committee about his role spearheading the GameStop buying frenzy, saying he's still optimistic about the stock. He appeared via Zoom in a red gaming chair in front of one of those iconic posters of a dangling kitty with the words, Hang in there. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.